Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We were talking about how to benefit from the month of Muharram. We said that one of the important things that we need to keep in mind is that the core of Ashura is Bala. Second of all, we said that after we realize this Bala and this calamity, we need to truly grieve and we need to burn for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And the third, after we have realized the bala, and after we have truly wept and cried for Imam Hussein, now we are ready to align ourselves, align our entire lives around Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and to separate ourselves from the camp of the enemies of Imam Hussein, to disassociate ourselves with the values, the actions that the enemies of Imam Hussein had. This basically is the status or stage when a person becomes has silm or has peace with Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Inni silmun liman salamakum. And we recite in Ziyarat Ashura, I am at peace with whoever is at peace with you. I am in the camp of Imam Hussein. Wa harbun liman harabakum. And I am an enemy, and I disassociate myself with the enemies of Imam Hussein. Brothers and sisters, there is an interesting narration in Usul al-Kafi, chapter 174. It says that the Bani Umayyah, they used to atlaghu lin-nasi ta'lim al-iman. They used to allow the people, the Bani Umayyah, the Umayyads, they used to allow people to teach and talk about iman and faith. وَلَمْ يُطْلِغُوا تَعْلِيمَ الشِّرْكِ. But they wouldn't allow people to learn about polytheism. They wouldn't allow them to learn about shirk. لَكَيْ إِذَا حَمَلُوهُمْ عَلَيْهِ لَمْ يَعْرِفُوا. Because this, why did they allow people to learn about iman and faith, but they didn't allow them to learn about disbelief or about shirk and polytheism? So that when the people, so when the Bani Umayyads might impose shirk, they might impose paganism upon the people wouldn't consider it evil. And in other words, the people would not have a way to defend themselves. They wouldn't have defense. Because when you understand polytheism, when you understand shirk or paganism, then you have a chance to realize that this is something wrong. And this is what's important for us if we want to be in the camp on the side of Imam Hussein. We also have to see the other side. We have to also realize what is a lifestyle that is without God? What is a lifestyle that Satan wants? What is a polytheistic or a shirk lifestyle? When we study this, when we realize this, and you see the core of this type of lifestyle and what it leads up to, it causes us to defend ourselves. It causes us to be allowed to defend our faith and our iman. It is like a home that has guards or it has a wall. That now that you understand the lifestyle of shirk, now that you understand the lifestyle of polytheism, you can focus more on the path of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. It is important also that we, when we understand the other side, the side that Shaitan wants, that we reject it. We both understand it, and we also reject it. Look at in Surah Al-Baqarah, فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدِ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْأُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى. So whoever disbelieves in the Taghut, the false deities, the Satan, and believes that Allah has grasped the most trustworthy handhold. If you want to grasp the trustworthy handhold, it says first disbelieve in the taghut. Disbelieve in the way that the enemies of Imam Hussein live their lives. Disbelieve in what you think that their lifestyle, their materialistic lifestyle will bring. It will bring nothing at the end. This is the center of our faith, is that we align ourselves with the good and we disattach ourselves from the evil. This has been a struggle throughout history of haqq, of truth, and of batil. When you look in history, there's always God and Satan, or you see Ibrahim and Namrud, or Musa and the Pharaoh, or you see Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Sufyan, Imam Ali against Muawiyah, Imam Mahdi against the Sufyani. There's always been this struggle. But the problem that we have, my dear brothers and sisters, is that many times we mourn for Imam Hussein, but at the end of the day, sometimes we're at the camps of the enemies of Imam Hussein. We're Husseini when it comes to the majalis and the azadari and the commemoration of Imam Hussein. But when it comes to our business practices, when it comes to our family, when it comes to our friends, we might be Yazidi. We might not care about what Allah wants. The important thing to keep in mind is for a person to reach true perfection, a person has to truly be complete. A person has to be complete not only in the affairs of worship, but in social affairs, in affairs that affect society, in affairs that affect the family, their friends. A person has to be complete in all these. A person has to be Husseini in all aspects of life. If a person is not complete, it is like those people that used to pray behind Imam Ali alayhi salam, but also eat with Muawiyah and have dinner with Muawiyah. This is something wrong. We have to completely go to the camp of Imam Hussein, be with the companions of Imam Hussein in all aspects of our life. And this is something that we need to do dua for. And this is when a person reaches this stage, is that now completely they have aligned themselves, what they like even, what they dislike, is whatever Imam Hussein likes. Now they are truly Husseini. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin.